In a small town in Orange County, a popular car mechanic was robbed. When the police didn't help, he got a gun and took matters into his own hands. Now, many in the town have rallied behind the mechanic, citing policing shortages and lenient criminal justice policies. More on this from the town of Chelsea with VPR's Lexi Krupp.
Steve Thomas sleeps on his front porch most nights. There's a sofa made up with sheets in the corner of the long, screened-in room at his home in Chelsea. Steve has a young kid at home and expensive farm equipment in the driveway, and he doesn't feel safe.
I'm right there every night because it's just a matter of time. We live right in the village. We live on a main road. All our stuff is right there. It's easy target.
It wasn't always like this. Steve and his wife, Kate, moved here 5 years ago and started a farm. Back then, they didn't lock their doors. They left their keys in the truck. Not anymore. The town has about 1,300 people spread out over a river valley. There's not much cell service, and it's easy to feel isolated. Recently, though, this feeling has gotten worse.
I mean, there's a lot of people in our town that are just
scared.
I mean, they're just
We had someone come
terrified.
And tell me you're crying because she said, I don't know what to do. The police aren't helping me. What do I do?
In the past month and a half, yard signs started appearing all over the region. You can't miss them. They're red, white, and blue, like someone's campaigning for office. Only they read, "We're fed up with crime in our community. We stand with Wayland." They're talking about Wayland Childs. He's in his mid-30s and grew up in Chelsea, racing anything he could get his hands on since he was a little kid. That's according to the Herald of Randolph. Friends say he could have gone off and raced cars professionally, but he stayed. He opened an auto shop in the middle of town almost 15 years ago. He's got a good reputation.
Oh, everybody knows Wayland.
Everybody knows.
He's a
great guy.
He's a town mechanic, you know?
In May, someone broke into Wayland's shop. It wasn't the first time. They took an old arrowhead, some money, and a high-end car battery reader that looks like a computer. According to an affidavit, the state police were looking into the burglary. They had a suspect, this guy, Scott Irish. Officers checked Scott's last listed address, but they couldn't find him, and they hadn't issued an arrest warrant. Then things got ugly. Scott Irish was trying to sell some of the stolen goods at a motel in Barrie. Wayland found out and asked the police for help, but they didn't have any officers available at the time. So Wayland decided to confront Scott himself. By the time police arrived, Wayland had pinned Scott to the ground. He held a loaded handgun against the back of Scott's neck. Officer Amos Gaylord from the Barrie City Police Department got a statement from Scott that night. Amos read from it. There's a lot of swearing.
He states, "I was sitting here. I had a phone call. Somebody asked me that they wanted to buy some computer thing. I don't even know what the it actually is, and they showed up to buy it. And this guy jumped out of the car and threw me on the ground and then put the gun into the back of my head."
And Scott explained why he was looking for cash.
"Let's be real honest. I'm dope sick. I do drugs."
Scott Irish is a familiar face to Amos. He's 40, from Barrie, and has a long record of arrests. He's been charged with stealing snowmobiles and catalytic converters and driving with a suspended license. That's just in the last few months. At the time, officers believe Scott was staying at the motel through the state's emergency housing voucher program. Barrie City Police Chief Tim Bombardier says the place was full of other guests.
"Holding somebody at gunpoint in a hotel parking lot, I mean, just not good. Can't run somebody down and track them down with a gun."
That night, Wayland was arrested. He's been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, reckless endangerment, and unlawful restraint. He was released and didn't want to comment for this story. When word got out about what he did, though, lots of people in Chelsea came to his defense. There was a raffle to help pay for his lawyer fees, and those signs all over town, "We stand with Wayland." One reason for this support is that many people in town feel like they can't rely on the police. The county sheriff's office is right in town, but Chelsea only pays for about 5 hours of coverage each week. So the state police respond to most incidents, including 911 calls. And they can't always follow up on every one, especially late at night.
"To some extent, we have to triage some of the calls that we get when we have two troopers and a sergeant covering 19 towns and 110 miles of interstate."
That's Captain Roger Farmer speaking at a Chelsea Select Board meeting in June. And there's a feeling that when police do arrest someone for a crime like burglary, they're invariably released and back out on the street. That's been the pattern with Scott Irish. The police arrested him for burglary and possession of stolen property several days after Wayland attacked him. He was caught selling stolen car parts from Montpelier and released on conditions. But research has shown that policies that keep people out of jail, like limiting cash bail, don't lead to more crime.
We know that jail does not help people to deal with their issues with substance use. Jail does not reduce the likelihood that someone is going to commit an offense in the future. It actually increases the likelihood that someone's going to reoffend.
Jesse Schmidt runs the Orange County Restorative Justice Center, based in Chelsea.
I don't see the problem being not enough people are putting in jail. I see the problem being there's not enough capacity in our community mental health system to help these people address their substance use issues or their mental health issues.
But for many who live here and read about thefts or suspicious activity every day on social media, they don't feel like they can wait for widespread changes needed to stem crime.
The frustration is just,
it's rising.
It's rising. And people, everyone in town, everybody is getting fed up. Everybody's scared and they're fed up.
There's the sense that if things don't get better, what happened with Wayland, people feeling desperate and taking justice into their own hands, could happen again. For VPR News, I'm Lexi Krupp.